to do their washing in, mm-hmm. it was so much easier. If they used that old well water, as used as rule, they had to break it with a lye or mm-hmm. strong soap.
That's certainly hard, isn't it?
Oh, real hard.
Did you ever get an old barrel and take those metal things off the outside and roll them?
An old what?
Barrel.
Barrel, the hoops.
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, that's one of them big sports, you know.
Who can run fastest, huh?
Yes, sir, that was a kid's sport. Sure. Many a time.
When you went to store, if you got a little bit of candy, what would the grocer put it in?
As I remember, we still had the paper sacks, the little paper sacks.
Uh-huh. How'd you get your flour or your sugar?
Now, in an early day here, when I was actually a boy, see, we lived 10 miles from town.
Uh-huh.
And then it was all horse-drawn wagons. Well, actually, we didn't go to town but about twice a year.
Uh-huh.
And we'd go in spring and usually in fall.
Uh-huh.
But now my father would in hauling his farm produce in, he'd go in much more often, you know.
Uh-huh.
He would bring back 100 pounds of sugar whenever we needed. It all came in 100 pound sacks, just 100 pounds of sugar in a sack, and the flour was in 50 pound bags.
Uh-huh.
I have seen him bring 1,000 pound of flour home.
Boy, oh boy, you must have had a lot of storage space.
Well, we had 10 of us in the family.
Oh.
We eat a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And maybe he wouldn't be going back home.
Storage space, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But as I said, the sugar and the flour was always hauled out
mm-hmm.
in the wagon.
Now the sugar, how did that come? You said it was in a 100 pound sack?
Mm-hmm.
What was the sack made of?
The inner had two sacks. The inner sack, you see, was made out of close woven material, white.
Uh-huh.
And then the sugar was put in that, and then on the outside of that was a ordinary burlap
uh-huh.
sack.
Did you call that anything else, the burlap sack?
Yeah, let's see, it's called a toe sack.
Uh-huh. If you put it down in front of your door to wipe your feet on, what was it then?
Well, it was a rug.
Well, and did you still call it a toe sack? Or a...
Let me see, what? We used it a lot for that.
They're pretty handy, aren't they?
They are real handy.
You put things in them, wipe your feet on them.
Yeah, yeah.
Put out fires with them.
But that's the way sugar was.
Mm-hmm.
See, put up in two sacks, the white sack and then the burlap sack, or the mm-hmm. toe sack. And then you use the toe sack, as you said, for everything. Fight fire.
Mm-hmm.
You take an old wet toe sack and you can do a
can't
good
can't beat them, can you?
You can do a good job fighting fire with that.
Mm-hmm. If you're... If you had corn and you put it in the wagon to send it to the mill, let's say you had it level with the top of the box, what would you call that? How much corn? Well, not in bushels or anything, but just say when the wagon was full up to the top of the box.
All I would know if that would just be a load of corn.
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard that called a turn?
A what?
Turn?
I don't believe I have.
What if you only have, say, 10, 15 bushels in the wagon?
Well, let me see now.
I guess that wouldn't be a load.
No, it wouldn't be a load. It'd be a half a load.
Oh. Well, let's say you got about 8 bushels.
Oh, actually, with us, we had, if we had, we usually had those burlap traps, those toe sacks.
Mm-hmm.
And we would sack it up and set it back in sacks, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know how everybody carried their corn, but ordinarily we'd sack their corn.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, in hauling it to the market, that's a different story. We'd fill a load in the wagon mm-hmm. just full, we could fill it,
mm-hmm.
and haul it to the market and unload it.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering if you ever call this partial load a jag.
Oh, many times a jag, just a jag, yeah. A jag to me is just a little.